You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at RNIB's Grimaldi building, where a very interesting roundtable has just taken place referring to keeping Britain working and retaining people with disabilities in employment. This is all part of the report that the Charlie Mayfield review team are composing. One of the participants was Frankie Garforth, Inclusion Programme Lead at the RNID. Frankie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So one of the important topics was, of course, keeping people with disabilities in work. What were some of your takeaways from the roundtable? Because there were so many good points mentioned.
It was such an interesting roundtable, and it was great to hear so many people's perspectives, from employers to disability charities. For us at RNID, it's all about the 12 million people of working age who have some form of hearing loss, many of us who will develop hearing loss at some point in our careers. And it's really critical that people who are deaf or have hearing loss have seamless access to the support they need, for example, technology or British Sign Language interpreters. And it's also critical that there's really positive environments for sharing hearing loss at work and getting access to support, for example, through a line manager. So for me, the two really big things are about that seamless access to support, whether that be through access to work or things that employers provide, and also that really kind of positive working environment that feels really inclusive and safe to say who you are and be who you are.
Were there any particular topics that you thought were very good, but maybe you weren't expecting before you came here to be covered?
I think what was great about having an audience made up of charities and employers is it's really clear to us as charities why we should be employing more disabled people, people from our communities, why there's such a vital case for it. But for employers, it shines the kind of stark reality that if there's not a kind of awareness raising initiative or indeed an incentive for recruiting more people who are disabled, it's really hard to get traction, particularly at the highest levels. So I think the thing I found most interesting was hearing that tension be explored in a really positive, constructive way. You know, there's absolutely a moral case here and a case of just doing the right thing, but actually how do we make it really easy for employers and indeed incentivize them to do the right thing.
We've been hearing from many employers. We had HSBC, we had Tesco, amongst many other organisations, yourselves of course as well, with the RNID. What were some of the particular concerns that you think were quite popular with employers that need to be addressed?
For employers, it was really around that incentives piece and about making it really easy for them to influence people who hold budgets and in their kind of corridors of power. I think for charities, it was all about building on what we're already doing. Like, there's lots of good practice there. There's lots of research. There's lots of deep knowledge and expertise and lived experience that actually, how do we harness it and use it in the right way consistently?
What would be your message to people with disabilities who want to get into employment, who would love to get a job, but, you know, are currently really anxious about it, looking at the current situation? There's a lot of fear going around this sort of area. What would be your message to people?
I think it's really understandable. I think we're in difficult times globally, and it doesn't feel like the most inclusive and welcoming world at times. But I would just say you're extremely valued and you deserve the absolute best.
Frankie Garforth, Inclusion Programme Lead at the RNID, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.